Leading the news this morning, Iraq is sliding further towards anarchy. A second city has now fallen to the militants. They now control Tikrit, the former hometown of former dictator Saddam Hussein, after seizing the northern city of Mosul. Dozens of staff at the Turkish consulate in Mosul have also been taken hostage.
I'm condemning in the strongest possible terms such terrorist attack against diplomatic officers.
Joe Hockey has delivered a spirited defence of his budget in a speech in Sydney. The Treasurer has rejected claims it's unfair and says he stands by controversial measures, including an overhaul to university fees and that new fee on GP visits. In London, the jury in the phone hacking trial has retired to consider its verdict. Seven former News of the World employees, including former editors Rebecca Brooks and Andy Coulson, face a range of charges, including conspiring to hack phones and bribery. Tony Abbott has arrived in Washington, where he'll meet US President Barack Obama. The Prime Minister's stance on climate change remains a thorny issue. He's defended his direct action plan, saying the US would have to spend $40 billion to match it. And the Victorian government is on a knife edge after Balance of Power MP Jeff Shaw was suspended from Parliament after a lengthy debate. Labor's bid to have him expelled failed, and he won't return to Parliament until September.